It's Outside the Box, sometimes displaying cutting comments. Today's topic is No Circ. When I was a baby, just a few days old, a terrible thing happened to me. I had the foreskin of my penis cut off. I don't remember the experience, but I'll bet it hurt like hell, since I wasn't given any anesthesia. For all I know, I may have been traumatized for a long time. That's what happens when those with penises are circumcised. We don't know what long-term effects such a cruel procedure has, but it can't be good. Hardly anyone doubts that female genital mutilation is harmful, but circumcision seems to be more accepted in most societies. I wonder why. Why do we do this terribly painful ritual practice at all? Some religions require circumcision, such as Judaism and Islam, but there are plenty of Jews and Muslims who don't do it. There's mixed evidence about possible health benefits. Some parents simply do it because of tradition, culture, or because they fear a child will be kitted in the locker room. The American Academy of Pediatrics used to recommend it as a standard procedure for medical reasons, but no longer. It does still consider the procedure safe, although about 1 in 200 to 1 in 500 result in infections or other complications, even death in a few cases. Circumcision is less common than 50 years ago, and the rate is steadily declining. In the U.S., about one-third of infants with a penis are left with an intact foreskin and not altered at birth. But there are geographic differences. In Western states, only about one-third of infants with penises are circumcised, but in other parts of the country, the percentage is between two-thirds and four-fifths. Opponents of circumcision, led by No Circ, the National Organization of Circumcision Information Resource Centers, say, "It's time for this practice to end. Just viewing the procedure and the excruciating pain it causes the baby is enough for many to question and oppose it." Other opponents ask, "Why should we take away the foreskin when a child is born with it? It's meant to be there." They question even minimal health benefits and point to infections and other harmful health effects as well. Clearly, babies have not been asked to be cut. Shouldn't they be able to choose for themselves what is done to their body? Many who would do it for religious reasons now doubt the wisdom of this religious practice. Originally, the primary non-religious reason for circumcision, first presented in the mid-1800s, was to prevent masturbation. The procedure itself can be gruesome, with an infant strapped onto a board and then cut, often without getting any anesthesia. It may be impossible to measure long-term effects of circumcision, but, as I said earlier, it can't be positive and may be traumatic for months or years to come. Do you believe circumcision is beneficial for infants with a penis or harmful to them? Would you want it done to an infant if you were a parent? I'm Larry Danziger, wishing I hadn't endured that terrible procedure, even many decades ago.